In his second day of testimony on Capitol Hill, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner again offered a broad description of the Obama administration's financial rescue plan, which seeks to use up to $2 trillion to help shore up ailing banks and spur more lending. The plan includes expanding a lending program to facilitate consumer and business loans and government financing for private companies to buy up bad real estate assets. But in his testimony before the Senate Banking Committee, Geithner remained vague on details of the plan. He offered this response when Senator Lindsey Graham, a South Carolina Republican, asked him whether the administration would ask Congress for more money for the program.
Can't tell you that at this point, but if we think there's a good case for doing it, we're going to come tell you how we're going to do it.
Okay, good. So you have no clue.
Geithner said $315 billion remains in the original $700 billion bailout that Congress approved last year. Senator Graham said that would not be enough money to solve the banking and housing crisis and said the administration should admit now that it will need more money. Geithner defended the lack of details in the plan, saying the crisis will take a long time to resolve.
This is the beginning of a process of consultation, and completely understand the desire for details and commitments, but we're going to do this carefully, consult carefully, so we don't put ourselves in the position again where we're laying out details ahead of the care and substance necessary to get it right, which requires quick departures and changes in strategy. I do not want to do that.
Committee Chairman Ken Conrad, a North Dakota Democrat, asked when the administration might know whether it would need more money from Congress for the financial rescue program, saying lawmakers will be preparing the annual federal budget and need to plan accordingly. Geithner said the administration should have a better idea in the next several weeks. Deborah T. VOA News, Capitol Hill.